Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Wow. Hey, can you hear my fan in the background? Wow. How you doing? You're good? Hey, Aristotle, can you do me a favor so we can get it out of the way real quick? Can you roll in all my dates, but fast forward it? And I'll meet you on the other side, everybody.
Hollywood, Los Angeles, August 15th. What's the story with Todd and Rory? At the Improv. In the lab, intimate room. Huntington Beach, California, August 17th. The Rec Room, one show only. Minneapolis, September 17th through the 21st. The Acme Comedy Club. Also in September, 26th through the 29th, I will be at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club in Las Vegas. October, the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, October 10th through the 12th. There you go, right? Then I will be at Charlie Goodnight's in their new room all the way upstairs. It's going to be sexy as fuck up there. And I'm going to be doing the first, second, and maybe we're going to add some shows on the third. Charlie Goodnight's, Raleigh, North Carolina. Then I will be at the new Helium in Indianapolis, November 15th, 16th, and 17th. All right, there you go. And then I'll be back in Philly, Martin Luther King Week in 2020.
Wow, good job, Aristotle. Well, today is Danny LaBelle. It's a shorter episode. It's a double. I got my time wrong. I thought we went for 3 hours. Then I realized it was only two. But it is a double. And it was so much fun. It really was. Danny was like all over the place. Dancing, kicking, running around the room, and we all loved it. We just loved it. And it's a two-parter. And I hope it brings happiness into your life. I hope I'm talking close enough to the phone. So enjoy it. I don't know where it got split. It's always fun. I don't know where Aristotle split it. Where will it end? Don't look at your timeline. So enjoy it. And I think that's it. Okay. Enjoy today's show. The great Danny LaBelle, who is in Edinburgh right now, I think, or going. Okay. He's going. Look at his website. Okay? Go see Gary Goldman if he's in a city near you. Spread the love tour. Oh, before you roll in the show, I forgot one thing. I'm asking everybody a favor. It's one of these things. I want you to at Netflix say, hey, Netflix US. It's got to be Netflix US. Follow Todd Glass. Please, it's all he has. Now here's the show. If I don't get at least 20 tweets towards Netflix at me at them, I'm ending my podcast. That's right. I can't take it anymore.
It's a good show.
Todd Glass is walking about the stadium, directing his guests. His guests, where to go?
Danny is shaking everybody's hands.
He's a fine gentleman.
And he brought a friend, Bruno, everybody. Bruno, come on here. Danny is shaking everybody's hand. So is Bruno. Aristotle is jamming away on the kazoo. Hello, you're going to go shake John's hand? Or you did already? Bruno, you're going to sit right there. How you doing, John?
I'm fantastic, Mr. Glass.
Oh, I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen it before. Everybody in the studio is saluting me. I've never seen anything like it. You guys don't have to do that. That's crazy. Shut the fuck up. That'll make a full-grown guy like me melt. The whole studio is saluting me. On here at Casa Ellesmere in the Hollywood area-ish, adjacent.
Hey, wow.
Hey. Yeah. Well, anyway, listen. Let me put this over here. Got a good group tonight. Let me take my jacket off. I'm not hot, actually. I just want to be cool.
By the way, do you notice I'm keeping my jacket on? I'm dressed snazzy for the show, as always.
I know. Yeah. You got a really nice jacket on. Let me get my headset on.
And look at this European-style shirt.
Nice. Huh? Wow.
It's from Europe.
Wow. Very European.
Wow, fancy.
That was pretty good.
What kind of shirt is it?
It's a European-style shirt.
European.
Oh, my God, Danny. Yeah. Oh, my God. I guess he knows how to dress. Whoa. Look at me.
Hey, who wants to know what continent this shirt is from?
What continent is it from?
The continent of Europe.
Hey. What's the matter?
Hey. Ba-ba-da-da.
All right, listen. Give me a second to get some business out of the way.
Please.
Oh, it's going to be a sexy fucking night here. Whew. And we have somebody sitting in. You know someone that you know from the supermarket?
I met him in the parking lot of the supermarket. He comes up to me.
Mr. LaBelle.
That's how it was.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, first I tried to get rid of him, as I do with all these situations. I said, listen. Yeah.
Here's Danny, you know, getting rid of people.
Come to a meet and greet, and we'll talk there, you know, only if you buy a book. But, my wife was with me, and she said, be nice to the kid. She could tell he was a little off.
Right.
And,
a little off. So anyway, but two George Carlin, you did meet in the supermarket.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
And then so you're coming to do the show, and you said, do you mind if I bring someone along? They listen to the show, to George Carlin.
Yeah.
And I overuse that sometimes, but it just says, you know, I want to let people know we're not doing a bit. Not that it would matter if you did, but sometimes it's nice to know through all the chaos that something. So, Bruno is sitting in, and I like to have people sit in. It's fun. It's like having new friends. And
that sounded like he was making it up, didn't it? Like, I like it. It's fun.
I wanted to think of the right word. It's fun, and I thought, why is it fun? Because, like we were saying in the kitchen before we came in here, it's fun to make new friends. And when somebody comes in, they listen to the show. It reminds you how it's fun. It's fun to show it off, if I might say. We pull out all the bells and whistles. When we found out you were coming, we're like, shit, we got to get a drummer. But it was too late. Thank you. But we do have a guy, and we do have a clacker here tonight, if there's ever a...
Wow, you really don't have a drummer. I should leave right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's good. That'll work.
Wow. And by the way, we have a new sting. If something happens tonight, we play this. It's just very powerful, and it comes in after something you say.
Let's hear it.
10 minutes from now. Don't expect it right away, you know?
Yeah.
We know.
It's not happening now.
Well, no.
Wow.
Do it again. It's Danny LaBelle for the entire double episode.
Double episode.
John Bram Wagner sits to my left. And he is hot on the board tonight. The Thunder, I always love. Aristotle, you're going to love the first segment out of the bat. Maybe not. Aristotle is here. Bruno is here. Danny LaBelle is here. Vinny is on keyboards and slide whistle. And sax, are you on sax tonight? So always enjoy hearing a little bit of that. It's always, you know, when it's just the sound of it in the background, sometimes it's so romantic, the saxophone.
Soothing.
You know, listen. Let me just take a deep breath here. And I love it. And Eric's seat is empty tonight. He last was seen floating in the marina in Marina Del Rey. We're hoping he's okay. I owed him $50, so I don't want to say anything. So anyway, let me get through. You know what? I'll do all this. You know what? It's always awkward to talk about, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do... Well, you know... Hold on.
Maybe not.
I don't know what I want to do. Joe McKenzie, we always send love your way, because without you, we would be shit. but we having some time to go through the archives has been a lot of fun. We've been finding a lot of stuff. We're like, oh, my God, I forgot about that. I know Joe always liked when we send him love on the show. So, Joe, you're in our thoughts and our prayers. Get right to you, Danny. I'm not going to keep you long.
I'm letting you do your thing. I find it fascinating.
You do?
I like watching people be professional and do things.
Where was the place you bought your car, where we got the car? What's that called? If you're in Burbank Nexus Auto Group, it's not like buying a used car at other places. You're like, it's like, wow, it can be like this. That sounds so cliche. What's it called again?
Nexus Auto Group.
They don't have a lot of... You're going to love it at... Maybe we should send this. You're going to love it at Nexus Auto Group. Nexus. Yeah, they were just, you know, it's like one of those lots. You can tell the minute you go in, it's like a cool building, a cool little place they have. And you can just tell you walk in and you're like, yeah, they have a, just looks like, yeah, they don't buy piles of shit.
I've been going to this cool coffee shop, too, I should plug.
Come on. Well, no, in the middle of my show.
No, sorry,
what is the name of it?
It's the...
Oh, you're just thinking of one now.
It's the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
That's the one you want to plug? That's a huge corporation.
Is it?
Well, I...
I thought it was a one-off.
No, you're like some comedian. His parents thought that that Wolf... what's the Chinese restaurant, the big chain?
PF Chang's?
What's the other one?
Panda Express?
No, not Panda Express.
PF Chang's?
PF Chang's was a one-off. They found this really cool... You know, so he had them both buried.
Oh.
Try to be weird. Leo, by the way, Leo and Cameron over at...
Computer Kings with a K.
Wow.
Leo and Cameron, Computer Kings.
With a K.
Spell it with a K.
Wow.
Leo and Cameron.
Cameron and Leo.
Computer King. Spell it with a K.
Okay.
So those are the guys I forget to thank the most, to throw love their way, because they make me breathe easier. I hope something happens in my career where, because right now it's a labor of love. But Leo and Cameron, I never take, I always, a lot of times I'm like, thank God for those guys. And I don't believe, you know what I mean? Thank nature. Thank the crossings. Thanks that our paths cross, because you make me breathe a lot easier taking care of that stuff, which is just too much for me. Ooh. All right.
Stormy.
There you go. By the way, this is always, you know, look, people go through shit. So because of something that happened to a friend's, it's a long story, but their son killed themselves. So it's weird to talk about, but like, how do you just give the suicide hotline number without saying why you're giving it? Because what time is the right time to give it? Somebody goes, you never know when someone, now if someone's in a great mood right now, they're going, why is he giving the suicide hotline number? Well, somebody might just fucking need it just now.
That's right?
So it's 800-273, and maybe we'll say it's in the memory of Brody. 273-8255. You know what's so funny? I might be giving the number out wrong. Wouldn't that be horrible? Somebody,
yeah,
there is something funny
people.
There.
Yeah.
Like the I'm trying to do a good thing, but I give one digit off. I give one digit off. One digit off. Can you believe
that
it?
That might be the final straw for somebody. The number they're like, I guess I'll give it a try, and they pick up, and it's a, and I'm sorry, you.
Yeah. Sort of, thank Todd, and then they have to.
Son of a.
1-800. Well, 1-800-273-8255. And you know what? I'm going to play this right now, and we're going to let it breathe.
Hi there, and welcome to the Sunday Sprinkle. I'm your host, Jennifer Silliman. In light of the recent events this week with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, I've decided to do something a little bit different this week, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that National Suicide Prevention Hotline that everyone keeps posting about. I called it today to find out what happens when you make that call and call that 1-800 number. I wasn't able to record the call, but I do want to share with you the interaction that I had with a lovely woman by the name of Dee on the other line. And so first, let me tell you, when you call that 1-800 number, it actually doesn't go to like one call center, like in the middle of the country. It actually gets rerouted to a local crisis intervention unit that's within your county, so that when they offer you or you need resources and services, they can offer you those services that are close to you. So when I called, I waited on the line, a little bit of music plays, and you can kind of tell that you're kind of being rerouted somewhere else, and that's what was going on. And she picked up the phone and said, hi, my name is Dee. How can I help you today? And so I told her what I was doing with my advocacy work and things like that. And I really just kind of asked her a few questions. And my first one was, you know, what happens? What happens when somebody calls you? And of course, it's different for every situation. You know, it could be a younger child. It could be someone who's older. It could be someone who's standing on a bridge ready to jump. It could be a person who, you know, isn't actually the one in crisis, that they're a friend calling for on behalf of someone who they're worried about. So it's different. But what they allow you to do is to talk, and they will listen to you. They will allow you to vent. They will allow you to kind of speak your mind and get everything off your chest, and they will listen. And they are great. They are trained to be great listeners. And then they can't tell you what to do, okay? But they can support you. They can give you a safe place to do the venting that you need to do. And what they will try to do is put a safety plan together for you for the next steps that you're going to take when you hang up that phone. And so that's what they do. And, you know, I asked her, I said, well, why do you think people don't want to call? Why are people so hesitant to call the 1-800 number? And she said, well, I really feel that people think that we are going to Baker Act them and have them locked up when they call. And she said, that's not the case. Does it happen sometimes? Absolutely. But majority of the time, that's not the case. You know, we want them to help themselves. And so we give them tools, we give them the resources, we give them the information that will help them make the best choice and get the help that they feel like they need. So I asked if the call volumes were higher recently, and she said yes. You know, and that means a couple different things. You know, people feel more comfortable reaching out for help. People that know somebody is not doing well is reaching out for help and trying to figure out how they can best help their family member or help their friend. Now, you don't have to only call the 1-800 number. If you visit the website, suicidepreventionlifeline.org, there is a video, or not video messaging, there's a instant messenger platform there that you can talk to someone via instant messenger. You can also text them. You text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and somebody will respond to your text message. So there are other ways of reaching out rather than just a phone call. I know a lot of us now don't even pick up a phone to call anybody. So it might be more comfortable for you to do the instant messaging or the text messaging from your phone. So don't be scared to call. You're not alone. When I was going through my depression, I never thought that I would get out of it. And while I deeply thought about suicide, I never planned it. But I could say I was pretty close. And it's a scary place to be. It is a really scary place to be. And I know people have mentioned that, oh, they had children. You know, how could they do that to their children? They thought they were doing the right thing for their children. And that's what people don't really understand, is that people that are going through a deep depression feel that if they're not here, everyone would be better. And people don't think clearly when they're in their deep depression. It's the illness that's talking. And especially with the two people that it happened to this week, you know, they were celebrities. They had, you know, wonderful careers. You know, they could probably see any care provider that they wanted to see. They didn't have to worry about money. You know, they didn't have a lot of the barriers that, you know, us everyday folk kind of have. So it just goes to show you that it doesn't discriminate, and that sometimes even when we go get the help and we do all the interventions, that there are some of us that still lose that battle, and it's heartbreaking. So if you are suffering and you're watching this, call the 1-800 number. Know that somebody is there to listen to you and to help you. If you are someone who knows somebody else that is struggling, call the 1-800 number on their behalf and find the resources that you can pass on to them. It might save their life. Don't ignore it. It's something that needs to be talked about. We have to break the stigma with this so that people are more open about how they feel and the help that they need, and we need to be there to support them when they reach out. That's it for the Sunday Sprinkle today. I'll see you next week.
Oh, I love the saxophone this time of year.
Like birds chirping.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I feel like we're taking a walk in Central Park. There's this guy there. He's got a little hat out for money.
Wow.
There's a pigeon.
Wait, let's play Name That Tune.
When You're a Stranger.
No. New York, New York. Florida on My Mind.
Fluffhead.
What one?
It's When the Moon Hits Your Eye.
Is it a Fish song? No. Oh, Paul Anka, My Way.
That was the Grateful Dead.
Oh, Foxygen.
Casey Jones.
Is it Foxygen?
I thought
it was Foxygen. At first, I thought it was maybe like Mac DeMarco, because that's the way I found out about Foxygen. Someone told me about Mac DeMarco, then the next video was Foxygen. So sometimes they're completely different bands, but I get them crossed. Okay? Shut the fuck up or shut the front door. So, Danny,
yeah,
we're here. All that stuff's out of the way, all the business, all the good stuff. And now I sit at this table with you. Mm-hmm. It is a little darker and a little later than usual. We come into this studio tonight, for the people that are listening. It's a little later. Right now it is about 11 o'clock at night. And here we are.
Hey, Doug.
What's this?
I like it. Pass me a cigarette.
Wow. Bring it down a little bit. Yeah. See, I get nervous now. Hey, Danny.
Yeah, Todd.
You want to make $180?
Sounds like a lot, but I'm in.
I need you to lend me $190. Does that make any sense? Because I'm going to borrow it from you to pay, I guess.
I guess you pay back an extra 180.
When the shark bites. You think this is a good reverb for the show? Let's test out all the stuff. Then me and you, we're going to do the sickest show in the world.
Awesome.
What do you think of this?
I'm ready.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, I like it.
Ba, ba, ba. Maybe it's too reverb-y. Bring it down.
Oh. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to talk about, maybe I should have done this up front because it's not, but you have, what's it called? It's called One Strange Rock.
You know, it's good you brought it up now because since you've seen me, I've become a bit of a social commentator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what? In what sense?
Well, people have just been asking me about social things and asking my
opinion. Who? I mean, I'm being serious.
Important people. Important people in suits.
Important people. But give me an example. Is the marijuana here in the bowl?
I have some pot right here.
Do you mind?
Ask me what I think about that for socially.
What do you think about pot?
Socially speaking, it's, yes. You know, it can be enjoyable.
Is this one of your new characters?
No. I'm just giving you this side of me. If you want,
we got to be honest. I can't.
If you want to work, you know, like I'm trying to work into like the, you know, the news shows. So I could be like, they bring me in. And,
you bring you in as a social commentator.
A social commentator.
Oh, like Danny LaBelle is down at the Trump rally. Apparently, things are getting a little hectic down there. Danny, what's going on? Now I'm making you do a bit.
Oh, okay. Oh,
is this good? Is this throwing it your way what you need?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you had something like that on any show in the future or something.
Oh, you would like.
You could bring me in as a talking head, you know? Like, I come in, you could I could Skype in or something.
Oh, sure. I'll definitely think about that.
On any.
You have great ideas.
Yeah.
Aren't his ideas great, everybody?
Oh, wow, Danny.
Thank you.
I actually wanted to chime
ideas.
In earlier
Aren't
and
great?
Say how
just
great your
great.
Ideas
Aren't
are.
Aren't his ideas
Thank
great?
Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt the
great
flow
ideas.
Of the show.
People
have
laptops
over their head. It's not nothing.
He's got great ideas. This guy, Danny.
Shut the fuck up.
It's really good.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Shut the fuck up, Danny. Your ideas are so good.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not kidding around.
Oh, sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up. You know what? We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this. Danny, are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
I don't want you to feel leashed.
And I'll tell you something. The energy in the room is palpable. We've got so much talent in these four walls. And Todd Glass at the helm here at the microphone.
I love the way you set it up.
Constantly bringing constant stream of laughter, but also working in some very serious things. Aristotle at the board, constantly turning. You see how I use the word constant? Constantly turning the knobs and microphones all around.
I like
around,
the music.
Folks.
I like the music. Keep going.
I'm seeing microphones all around, wires, yes. Lighty things with boards, and I'm telling you, this is a scene where you want to be back to you, Todd.
Oh.
Huh?
We are down here live. We are at the Hollywood studio here, the barn, as they say on the Todd Glass Show. And the energy in this air, it is just amazing.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to give you a note. Good.
My voice was too nasally.
No, it was good. Just use the word palpable. People like
palpable.
Go ahead.
The
energy in the room is palpable.
Okay. The energy in the room is palpable. It is just... So cute. Danny, you're real cute.
Thank you.
You're real adorable.
I was born cute.
You were.
Yeah.
I missed you from Comical Radio and Rise of the Radio Show. His album is called Some Kind of Comedian. Give it up for Danny Love.
It's funny because that intro was made so many years ago now that it's... All those things are so long ago, but I like it.
All right, hold on of that for 1 second. I want to get to some business.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this, because otherwise I'll keep thinking about it.
Please.
It's the what's the show called again?
The Todd Glass Show.
What?
One Strange Rock.
It's a series on Netflix. I hope I explain it well. And to George Carlin, I want to apologize, because this is like a little bit of a... It take me a minute. I'll get it out. But obviously, I'm curious to talk about it, but I just let me get this first part out, because I had a lot of thoughts about it. It really got me thinking. So they interview 8 astronauts and about the sun and going to the moon, and I thought, who else would have a better perspective, seriously,
okay,
than astronauts? Like, if knowledge and experience can give you a better perspective of... Because I think... And I made it religious. I'm not saying they were putting it out to be religious, but I made it about, this is religion. These people have a more perspective. Because religion wants to make you... Every religion, their big selling point is, they want to make you live your best life.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. But if you can get out of your own way, you'll get what you ultimately want. the minute I watched this for 10 seconds, that's what I thought. I thought, because I first it made me scared, right? Mm-hmm. To me, this is everything religion wants you to do, but this made me do it by just listing some facts of this. These are guys, they experience things. And it made me think, like, oh, I'm doing right now everything religion wants you to do, wants to make you. So what I mean is, at first I got scared because okay. they're showing you the sun. I never saw this footage from space with that. And you realize how lucky we are. And then as soon as you think that, that's all they talk about, the whole thing. Every astronaut, yeah, it's crazy we can be here. It's crazy. Yeah. They explain why with really brilliantly. Like, you understand it in a weird way. You could never re-explain it. But why am I getting scared? And I realize because it just could end so quick. Mm-hmm. It's like you realize, oh shit, we're 1 second away from just being the sun is a monster, and so what? Why does that make me scared? Because I like it here with all the stuff that goes on. I want to be here, so I'm scared.
Yeah.
But then it's not like it threw me out into the world to walk around scared. That turned into appreciation to go, look, it is crazy we're here.
Yeah.
So what should we do while we're here? Probably not just buy a lot of shit. Does like, that sound silly to say that? No, people. It's all about people, and that. Is what religion wants to do, but this made me do it more in a clean way. And who knows more about what this world is made up of than astronauts? So we're able to go to that place and look down, realize how insignificant we are. To me, that is everything that religion is trying to get people to do, but in a more realistic way with facts. Not facts, science, and just truth. And you know what? I hate to say facts because it sounds cocky. What I mean is with some science. With to me, the difference between science and religion, most religion is science. Look, I'm sure there's everything's not true all the time, but most of they'll get out of their own way. They have theories. They know they don't cure anything. People that are trying to cure diseases, science doesn't come to any conclusions unless you get out of your own way and go, look, you know, it's okay to be wrong. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be wrong. If you're wrong, you'll get it right. But you got to go, ah, fuck, it's not that, and acknowledge. That's the opposite of religion to me. So anyway, you got to fucking watch it. You don't have to make it religious. I know I did because I couldn't help it. But just to hear these astronauts talk about just everything in the footage you see, it's fucking nuts.
There was a lot of beautiful things you said in there. About,
really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You took it very sincere for a second about how much you appreciate being alive, which I was really happy to hear you say.
I do. And I mean, that. Why else would you be scared not to be here? Because you go, I think, unless I'm just putting my own perspective on it, but did you get scared watching it?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I probably wouldn't because I have suntan lotion, but
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
No, but you know, I'm not asking you to just, but like, was it like, it's for you? Why? It did scare me for a little while.
No, it sounds exactly like what you said. It, you realize how delicate it all is, and one direction in any way it could all end.
It sounds like it really woke you up to like being present and being grateful.
All the stuff you've heard.
Yeah.
We get it. But sometimes something has a way of making it come. It's not like I'm saying, if you asked me 20 years ago, what are we probably here for? I'd go, probably people are what we're here for. That's anything other than spending your time investing it on just being with other people is probably a waste. I knew it subjectively, but then sometimes things like this make you apply it. So it doesn't mean you can't keep learning and keep trying. That's all I'm trying to do. That's all I'm fucking trying to do is just... I know it's true, but I can forget a lot, believe me, and get into buying shit. And I'm probably never going to, you know, completely get to the other direction, but try to keep me stable. Try to go, you don't need that. You don't need that. Is that going to make you be able to spend more time with people? Because I bet if you don't have that payment, that's going to be less you have to, you know, you get it. So it's all about people.
Yeah.
And something like that really fucking reminds me.
Can
you
I
know?
Make two suggestions?
Yeah.
One being on YouTube. Carl Sagan, Pale Blue Dot speech. It's great. If you haven't seen it,
what is
watch it?
It.
It's Carl Sagan. Go watch it. You'll see. And it relates to what you're talking about. The other one that is just another space-related thing on Netflix is Mercury 13. It's great.
What's that?
It's about a group of women in the 60s who are training to be astronauts, but then we're just... NASA was like, well, actually, we're going to go with this group of men.
Instead. Wow.
So what did they do? Girls' Night Out?
It's just a whole thing about like all the training that they had to do and how like qualifications were and all this like crazy shit that they put them through, and then we're just never able to go up.
Imagine if it ended like
what year is this?
Well, it came out I think last year.
No, what year is this in right now? I'm losing my mind.
2019.
Oh wow. It's later than I thought. what was the second show you said?
Mercury 13 or the other one?
The other one.
Both.
Carl Sagan, Pale Blue Dot. It's
no,
on YouTube.
No, it was Mercury 13.
This is everything. I'm going to watch that, and then I'm going to just think more of exactly what I'm thinking, I have a feeling. It's just going to come pounding in. Oh, this will, at a young age, the more people know about this.
You should think other things, too. Don't just think the same thing.
No, shut up. I'll do whatever I want. You're not scared of me. I'll tell you what you just talked yourself into, mister.
What?
We ain't going nowhere, Mr. Big Mouth, until you do a little... We were just four boys. Yeah, get it out of the way.
I did it to myself.
I mean, really sell it. Well, okay, let's go. We have Paul McCartney. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have any Beatles music we could bring him into? We're going to really sell this. And I want you sell it. We'll go after this. It's going to be freeform the whole night.
I should have watched him before I came.
Yeah, you know why I did that to you?
Why?
I don't, because I was looking for a reason to get it in there.
I told Bruno, I said... I guarantee you he's going to have me do the Paul McCartney. He always has that.
Imagine.
Are you going to see him this weekend?
Am I going to see Paul? Yeah, of course I'll see him.
Here, maybe it's this.
We hang out all the time.
B-R-U-N-O. B-R-U-N-O.
What?
Bruno. Bruno.
Oh, Bruno. 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 Here we go.
Wow.
Two, Bruno, three. Bruno. Bruno.
Bruno. Bruno.
Bruno.
B-R-U-N-O.
Bruno.
That was fun.
Hello?
We should do
edit that out.
We should do some out of space like stuff.
Back to you.
The astronaut.
Back to you.
Yeah.
Now listen, we were going somewhere with this. Oh, so Paul. Oh, here we go.
All right. That's
great.
That's John Lennon. That's no.
Oh, fuck that. Well, you wrote it too. Oh, he didn't have anything to do with it.
Nothing to do.
All right, I didn't know. Shut the fuck up. I'll edit it out. You'll never know.
No, leave it in so everybody can see.
Well, what did I do? Something bad?
Yeah,
I got confused.
Very bad.
Yeah, put your dukes up. Put your dukes up.
Put your dukes up.
Can I play something real quick so you see the type of messages that, you know?
Hi, Todd.
This is Rory Scovel.
This is Richard Thompson giving you a call back. I received a call from this number last week asking me about an appraisal on the amount of Tupperware that you own and just kind of see what the overall value of the Tupperware is. again, this is Richard Thompson returning that call about coming over and appraising your Tupperware and your Tupperware collection, vintage and modern. I'd love to get over there and personally take a look at a lot of that vintage Tupperware I grew up in.
He would.
At a time
how boring.
When Tupperware kind of first got going, and so a lot of that vintage... Right. Stuff really appeals to me. But
I love that he leaves long messages because I can still really get into a long message.
Yeah.
And I love that when I see he's left a message that he'll do 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I just played a minute of it. Enough already with Rory Scovel. Today the truth, I heard he's yesterday's news.
I don't want
pen pals with Dan and Rory.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
be a name dropper here.
Why not?
Okay, I'll do it. But I had a very good conversation on my podcast with Fred Armisen. About people. And it reminded me of that when you were saying that. About how all we care about, the biggest commodity, is about people. And we were talking about how, like, you drive down... Because before we go off the topic, I just...
No, I love that you had something to say and you get in. Because I obviously love the topic myself.
Like, I think about this all the time. I drive down La Cienega, and I look up at all the billboards, and what are they all selling you? People. People's stories, people's lives... It's all about people. You look at real estate on a bench, they don't show you a picture of a house. They show you a person. You know, you ever think about the real estate guy's headshot? And, like, at the end of the day, you're talking about buying stuff versus people. The number one thing they want to sell you, because they know what we want in our heart, is people. That's what we really care about.
But they try to... Well, I don't want to even say they, because I feel that it takes it out of your ability to just catch yourself. Look, it's all it is to me. I'm not going to go, oh, it was a horror... No, it's just like, you just hope that you will realize that the older you get, the more you appreciate people. That's okay. Life's going in a good direction. If that's what I'm realizing as I get older, because then you're just going to cherish, you know, you know it, and then you know it more, and then you know it more, and then you know it even more. I think that's the goal.
We're endlessly fascinated with people.
What I mean is craving being around people as opposed to buying shit. The obvious. That's obvious. I'm not acting like I'm saying anything that has never been said before. No, no. The conversation isn't telling somebody something they've never heard before. Everyone's heard what I'm talking about.
Not what I'm
We're
saying.
We're talking about applying it. What type of things inspire you to finally and or constantly continue to apply that? Because I do it a lot more than I used to, thinking about like anything, even something for $150.
What
am I buying that for?
Probably for your blender.
I do need a new blender. I don't know what happened to the part that... I don't know what happened to the part... It doesn't matter. Who gives a shit about my blender?
The spinning part with the blades?
The spinning part with the blades,
You don't know what happened to that?
We should have a show together. Okay.
But I think what you said is pretty profound about, you know, just the you took away from watching that two things... And I'll let us go on after that.
That's okay.
And be funny. But I just think it's worth taking a moment and actually like thinking about you watched this thing and you wanted to bring it up on the show today because A, it made you appreciate your own life and the fact that you're here, and B, it really made you appreciate people. And when you start thinking about, I'll just bring in this one more point. When
you're
start
good.
Thinking, I appreciate people, what's the next thing you did? You called me to come into the show.
How about that? I mean, you know, life, nature takes a course you can't deny.
Yeah, but anyway, what were you going to say? Sorry.
Mm-mm.
No, please.
Don't ever be sorry. You're always so patient with me in the opening of the show.
Yeah.
Like when I have
true.
All that shit I have on my mind.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And I saw you let me go. Who said it's horrible?
What? Nothing. I didn't say anything.
But I do want to say this about about what we were just talking about. I want to remember.
Yeah.
Hold on. That shit. Fuck.
But you had something good.
Well, it had to do with the...
Appreciation. For being alive and people. And appreciation for the people in your life. Most importantly, me. And then those other people, too. But mostly me.
Oh, I finally remember what it was. That's why Aristotle put it in post. 2 days later, I remembered. Here's what it was. That... When I watched that, I talked about the fear of this could all end. That's legitimate fear. That is legitimate fear. It makes you realize how special this place is. And when you watch a show like that, you go, wow, this could end any second. So I should cherish it while I'm here and do things that are important while I'm here. All the stuff you know, but a show like that reminds you. So that's legitimate fear. Fear that could motivate you to be a better person because the fear of it just could end like that. And I want to make sure while I was here, I did great things and the things that were important. Religion, to me, overwhelmingly, is fear, and it's not legitimate fear. It's fear based on lies. Fear you can't really do anything with because it's not tangible. The fear that I had from watching that show, I could make good change in my life. Huh? You think it's good I had Aristotle jam it in there? Okay, now back to the Todd Glass Show.
Appreciate people. This is a great conversation. two idiots that can't talk.
Well, you know why? Because, by the way, it's all on me. It's all on me. I'm trying to go back and remember something, which is inhibiting you from really going forward.
Right.
So you're just trying to help me get it out. It's not your responsibility. So I take full responsibility.
Right,
but
right.
as a circle, it's like, no. Like, who needs to listen to us?
But we're
me,
in.
Maybe. I'm sorry.
I'll keep jogging and remember.
Oh, you really want to? Hey, can I tell you? There's two things we could do. One, we could go, Todd, you move on, otherwise it's ruining the show. Or we go, no, let's try to figure it out.
So you
Because I think it was value, it would add value to people's lives, if I could remember.
Yeah,
I know
be,
that's weird to say that.
It would be huge.
I'd like
and
to believe.
And I just got in a mediocre punchline, and it threw off a profound thought that you had.
No, you didn't.
I brought
Don't
you
be
a present.
Silly.
Listen,
you
I did. You a I always bring lavish gifts. I brought you this. Here. It's a good time.
Oh, my.
Be careful opening it.
What? It's like a little.
Go on.
That's so pushy. I love it. It's like the guy. Go open it. No, is it gonna snap?
No. Because
I don't like jokes.
No. Go ahead.
I don't like. To George Carlin. I don't want it to buzz. Or if a
nothing's gonna buzz. Come on, open the gift. For crying out loud. Now you have to slide it. Now you slide it.
Oh. What is it? It looks like shit. What is that? What is it? What is it? What is it? Seriously, what is it? Please tell me. I'm dying over here. To George Carr. What is it?
It's a wooden snake.
You piece of shit.
But it
you lied to me. You lied to me.
It doesn't buzz. It doesn't buzz.
But to George Carr on everybody, it's a little wooden box. You open it, and like a little fake snake comes out. And I literally say, I don't like getting scared.
It's not scary.
Shut up. You know that. What? No, it's meant to relax and ease people. Anytime something that maybe even if it looks 30% like a snake. Okay. I don't look for anything that makes me anxious. You know, I'm not like, hey, do you have anything that'll make me even a little anxious? So it's not like I was like, oh my God, I thought it was a snake. No, it wasn't that bad, but I didn't know what the fuck it was.
But
and I smelled it. I smelled it.
But admit
and
it.
You lied to
but
me.
Admit
do you mind gonna, lying? Do you mind lying?
No.
Be honest with
me. I don't
me.
Lie. Listen.
No, you shut the fuck up. I'll replay it back.
No, don't do that.
No, I will because you
no,
said.
Don't.
listen. Listen.
We don't have
you
time for that.
Said, you listen. Said. You said.
You said. You said it.
How's Yousef?
Oh, Yoav.
Yoav.
He's great. I don't know. But
I love
but here's the thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Admit it. You're going to try that on all your friends now.
No. No. To George Carlin, I don't like to do anything like this to people. This is the opposite the way I want to make people feel. Why don't you? So you, if it was 40 years ago, you'd be the guy giving people the peanuts with the snake in it? Would that be fun? Like, you should have seen the look on your face.
I would do it tomorrow. Yeah, you got those peanuts? No, listen.
Hey, do you like? By the way, do you like peanuts?
Yeah.
Can I give you a jar of these peanuts?
Yeah.
You'll really like them.
Is this a trick? Is this
no,
a trick? Is there going to be a snake in it?
Listen, I'm,
uh-huh.
Am I that? At best, that would make me a horrible comedian.
Right. Okay.
I'm not gonna. I know what you're talking about. With the spring, it comes out. Please, if you want some peanuts during the show, I'll give them to you.
All right, that'd be good.
Okay, they're not. They're. It's real peanuts.
As long as it's not a joke, I'll have some. Sure. It's not. I imagine it's not your style to do that.
Danny, hold on.
What?
Aristotle. Mark it. If you want to leave this in later, that's fine. If you want to leave it in later, it's fine, but we'll mark it so we have a. I mean, what the fuck? Hold on.
What the fuck? You think I'm going to do the joke with the peanuts? I mean, I know you. I know it's not a big deal.
Listen,
I know it's not a big deal.
Off the
but
mic.
But that's like a fucking bullshit.
Listen. Every.
That's an insult
to me,
Danny.
I shouldn't have said that.
That's
to
an insult to me.
Can I just tell you?
What?
I shouldn't have said it. I just saw how big a laugh it got with the guys with the box with the snake, and I just thought you're probably sitting there dying to have a laugh like that, you know? And
you
refused to use the box on your buddies.
I know. And you know what?
Yeah.
It's funny when someone tells you the truth and they bare their soul, you make me feel a lot better. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
And I that's all good.
But
I wouldn't do that. It was such a shit joke. That's what I'm going to do. That's like if I say, do I put on a clown nose and go club the club?
It was stupid of me.
Can you be silly without putting on a... I mean, not that... I shouldn't even say it. Clown nose is... It could be in the hands of a good clown. It could be...
All right,
but
look.
This is the worst of the worst.
I shouldn't have doubted. I'll take the peanuts.
Maybe I would put a banana peel out so you could fall on it. It's that type. It's just like, come on. I have a level of silliness.
I was wrong for what I did.
Now, you know what? No.
What?
It's a fucking insult, Danny.
Is this a bit?
I'm giving you a can of peanuts only because I don't want to make myself out to be a hero because I'm just offering you something. I know during the show how I get on a podcast, sometimes I get hungry and peanuts, they sort of feel substantial. And you ask me if I'm going to do the fucking... The thing we were just talking about with a fucking snake in a can?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
No,
what?
No, and it's not a bit.
Come on, come
it's
back.
It's not a bit.
Are you
it's
serious?
Not a, yeah, living, that's the yeah. lowest form
oh
of comedy.
Oh, my God.
It's not really? A bit. Yeah.
What? He does this a lot or no?
He's done this one other time, and he definitely just left.
Shit.
I mean, well, he might be out there if you go say sorry.
Yeah, if you go...
I hate to make you do it, but you got to go apologize.
Really
otherwise, this is my show now.
I mean,
I don't mind that.
But, I mean, I don't.
I mean,
but I'm good. We need Todd.
You think he's even open to an apology?
Yeah. That's just the Todd.
He's an understanding guy, even though he's a little crazy right now.
Yeah.
I'll live it the way I want to live it, but I'm not going to make that an
I'm going to go out there and try and apologize to him.
Okay, it's a big man. It's a big man to apologize.
Jeez, I didn't know it was gonna make him this bad. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Jeez, man, I'm sorry.
Will you come all the way over here to tell me this?
Yeah, I mean.
I'm sorry, Danny. I must mean a lot to you if you came all the way over to the door.
So that's that.
It's I forgive you. Let me get these peanuts for you. There you go. Here's a nice pack, a nice jar of peanuts. And if you don't
Thank
mind, you.
You
can eat
Thank
them during
you.
The show. It's fine.
Holy shit!
So good!
So good!
Here you go, so good!
So good!
Here you go, so good!
So good! So good!
I got
it! So good!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah!
I got you, Danny!
Oh, I got you so
wow.
good!
Wow!
I got you so good!
So good!
So good! I got you so good! So good!
So Holy fun. Shit.
Danny, I got you so fucking good.
And the best part about it, that snake is yours to keep.
What? That doesn't even mean anything. Why is that the best of all? Best of all, that snake is yours to keep. Wow. Is everybody okay? That was fun. I went to another place.
It's a great scene in here today, folks. Todd just pulled a really funny prank on me. And
oh, God.
People are laughing
I
all around.
I felt bad. Thank you guys for going along with it. The guys were all in on it.
The energy
the
in
guys
here
were all in
is
on
palpable.
It.
And,
it is palpable.
Aristotle is falling out of his chair. People are beside themselves. Anyway, back to Todd with more on the scene.
It's great after a good joke, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like... Mommy. Nothing.
Hello. I can do news, sports, politics.
You have a good one-liner, and then we'll play that. You have a good one-liner?
No. I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up on the show.
Shut up.
Kind of awkward.
I make a fool of you.
Yeah.
How dare you? Listen up. I got news. You might not like it. I got news. You might not like it. I got news. You might not like
What's
it. You ain't going to like it.
Why don't I like
I got news. You ain't going to like it.
What is it?
I got news. You ain't going to like
What's
it.
What's the news?
I got news. And you ain't going to like it.
What
are you
referring
guess what
to?
The news is, Danny?
What's the news, Todd?
The news is, oh, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remembered. But you're not going to like that I remembered it. Did you think you got away with something, Danny? Did you really think? I remembered about Paul McCartney.
Ah,
oh,
shit.
I got you. Good.
Oh, he's got me this time.
That's right, Danny.
Oh, he's got me.
You'll never get
away. I thought I'd get away with it. But the man.
You had the best reaction. I love you. You just, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
I'll tell
How
you
the
what.
Headphones over there? You good? Do you know he has a? This do you mind if I tell him about the accident?
Yeah, tell me.
He was. This is a true story. He's sitting in on
Don't
the
worry
show
what
today.
He thinks. Tell me about
he
it.
He had an accident and he had a brain. He had a problem. He had to remove his brain and he has a. It's not funny. He has
oh,
a,
sorry. I have a
he has
dark
a squirrel's brain. He has a squirrel's brain.
Oh.
Yes, and he's sitting in tonight. He's a listener. I don't want to give his name, but he said it's all right. A lot of people are doing this now. They're getting squirrels' brains. And
that's
it's a very weird.
That's
it's a
nutty.
Very
that's a one-liner. That's nutty.
Oh, yeah.
Nutty.
People are getting squirrel brains.
Listen. Bum, 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 bum.
As you know, I always come to the show with lavish gifts, and I have
oh,
one here for you.
Thank you. Now, hey, this isn't...
What?
Hold
what?
On, Danny.
What?
Is that snake bit the same wooden box before? It looks exactly like it to me.
No.
Okay, that doesn't look like the box before.
It looks similar. I mean, it's wood.
Okay, so you're not going to get me to touch that thing unless you admit that if you try to go, oh, it's not completely different. No, there's something fucking going on. It
just,
does look
just,
a little bit
just,
like it.
Just open it.
Danny,
come on.
Trust is everything in a friendship.
Come on.
Look
just
at me
open.
In the eye and tell me that it's not a gag.
Just open it.
Look me. Danny!
Look me in the eye.
I can't do it, Todd.
Look me in the eye.
All right.
And tell me it's not a gag gift.
It's not a gag gift.
Tell me it looks like the other, but it's not.
It looks
not.
Like the other one, but it's not the other one, okay?
I promise from
just
my
open,
heart.
Open the box. Come on, you're going to love this one.
Danny, I'm going through a lot in life right now, and I can't afford to have a friend that I trust. Okay, what is the maniacal laugh in the back? It just seems like, guys, be honest with me. Don't defend me, him, or me. That. No, I'm not.
Okay. No. Come on.
You do this.
Slide it open. Come on.
Do you swear there's? It's not a.
It's a box. Come on. Just open it. Come on. Open it. Open the box.
I want to so bad because I think trust is important in a friendship.
Yeah, it's good.
And we have this relationship where we are so absurd in the bits that we do.
Funny things, wacky.
And then
things.
Through all the bits and through all the stuff, I think it helps to have a home base. It goes, no, we can say, hey, safe place. Have a key word you say, like safe place. And I know it's important for trust.
Open the box.
Just, can you look me in the eye, Danny?
There's nothing in there.
And tell me it's just a gift.
Just a gift.
I'm going to open it. Oh, you son of a bitch! Oh, I'm going to kill you! Oh, you mother... Oh, God! Okay. You know what? Fuck me for fooling for it. Fuck me. Seriously. I know people listening are going, how could you fall for it? You're not in here. The guy's got... He's got a gentle face.
I got you! Okay. So good! So good! So good! So good! So good! I got you! So good! So good! So good! So good!
So good!
Uh-oh, I was stopping. I told him not to talk on the show. He's supposed to just laugh, but I tested him just now. I put the
Boo! He didn't follow the rule. It's opposite day. It's opposite day.
You know what I just did?
What?
I got him! So good! So good! I got you!
So good.
So good!
Danny is really putting on a show.
So good! So good! I got you. So good.
Danny is dancing around like a maniac, and I fucking love it. To George Carlin, that was crazy. I loved it. Danny was moving around like selling it like a fuck. Danny Lovell. Okay, put that away. I'm trying to clean up. You want to hear some from the archives of the Todd Glass? Well, this is a little funky.
I don't know.
Okay, I think we
what
have to because it's weird because now we have to play it, and I'll tell you why.
What is it?
I think my gauge on, like, I don't think it's funny to just go, make a 9/11 joke. You know what?
I come on this show, I get in trouble with this. You always... push 9/11 jokes.
Well, because let me tell you something. So
can
this,
you move that mic? I'm sorry.
I don't even
it's because I can
maybe.
Hear
this one.
So anyway, yeah, I don't mind looking back and going, like, oh yeah, that was, you know, I wouldn't do that again. So I have no problem with that, and I think it helps. I hope at least it helps me grow as a comedian because that's really the simplest I've ever said it. Sometimes it's okay to go, oh no, that's okay. And I think this was not that long ago where I would think. So I don't think this is making fun of 9/11. I think this is making fun of that I could cure everything with
9/11.
With
but no big deal. No big deal.
And this is Joe McKenzie. Write your letters to him. Now I shouldn't act like it's so. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah.
I overset it up. God damn it! But I have to leave this in. I overset it up. I'm sorry.
Every year.
Fuck.
New York is more in the memory of 9/11. Al-Qaeda. Oh, that's below the belt.
Oh, shut up.
I know it's hard to do. No Osama bin Laden.
He has a family.
I was going to run for governor.
No 9/11 too.
I was was running for governor, I should mention
that. Oh, yeah?
This was my campaign.
Imagine New York City.
Wow.
It's my campaign.
With Todd Glass as the mayor.
So there were shots of me climbing mountains and helping people.
You may say we need more than jingles.
Now I have jingles.
He's got jingles.
Yeah, I have jingles. I run them through the city.
I'm not saying that you
No, I do. Every day I wake people up with happy jingles.
Driving down the street in Soho.
But when we're dealing with a tragedy.
Wow, there's another one of those jingles. Mayor Todd's the best.
It might help a little to hear a song.
Wow, that Mayor Todd, he's really changed New York.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
You know I'm from New York.
Are you really? That's where we met.
Yeah, that's where we
met. I met you, I was...
My college radio
York,
show.
I was in New York for something, and then I did your interview. And I remember I met you at the elevator before we went into the double doors to go into the studio. And right from the start, I'm like, oh, this fucking guy loves comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell the minute you meet you.
You could tell that?
I did. I could just tell by who you knew, what excited you,
this
you know.
That's great.
What's great? They're talking about you?
Go on.
Go Go on.
What was I like more?
Well,
like,
you were young and vivacious and full of energy and excitement and... Just
did I have a spring in my step?
Oh yeah.
Did I have a bounce?
You
in
were
my
springing
step?
All over. You did three. You did three. you did three somersaults as we were talking. All right, let's get to the
wait. One more before you move on. Was I making like a lot of hand gestures and movements like funny?
No. Yes. Yes. Do you like a song? You want to hear a song so we can take back and.
Sure.
Smoke a little bit, and then we'll come back with more Danny LaBelle. We're going to come back on the other side of this song.
We
know we're going to hear
Paul McCartney.
We're going to do Paul McCartney. Yeah. I want you to make me laugh till I can't breathe.
You can't. You keep putting it off.
And I'm loving you for being here.
Yeah.
I hope everyone in here feels good. Does anyone need to go to the bathroom or do anything?
We'll need to get the pot.
What?
Oh, we will need to get the pot. So
what?
Here's what we're going to do.
They pee in a pot here?
Yeah.
You're bringing it at your A material.
Yeah.
And
I have a gift for you later on the show.
Thank you. I'm not a moron. Oh, wait, that seems like a laugh that somebody's planning something. That seems like a laugh that somebody's planning.
Pretty maniacal.
That seems like a laugh that somebody's planning something. Okay, well, listen, fool me once is exactly right. Hey, listen, I'm not a bad guy. I'll ask some questions. People can cure themselves from, you know, it's hard, but from alcohol or drugs, people can be miraculous. People can prove themselves to be little fucking amazing heroes, getting over some shit that who the fuck think they'd ever do it. If you're listening, you know how goddamn fucking proud I am of you, even if you're fucking giving it your best foot. But if you're, especially when it's people like 2 years, 3 years, 6 months, shut the fuck up. So I try to. That's a good thing to say, but I try to give everyone another chance. So I'm going to ask 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 questions. But if you have a real gift, and you can look into my eyes, and you can tell me, I would hate for you to go home and go, you know what, I did the joke too long, but at the time I had my real gift to give him, honey, he didn't want it. So I'm gonna accept you. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do right now.
My wife would be furious.
I'm going to, later in the show, if you still feel from your heart you'd like to give it to me.
And I have a nice gift for you, and my wife picked it out for you at Bloomingdale's.
Are you
fancy-wancy. Wow.
Danny, so nice. I'm only bringing this up because I think it's good to let people know some emotions we normally hide. You're crying.
I
feel bad.
I shouldn't have led you on with all the snake in a box gifts. And it wasn't right. And I know
Danny.
I know you're a sensitive soul and you don't like these types of things. And just can't help myself sometimes, Todd. I just love that kind of humor. And it's the wrong kind of humor, and it's gone for a reason. People don't do that in the comedy clubs for a good reason. You know, I used to go
Danny, I have to stop you.
I'm sorry,
I would love a gift from you. It would mean the world to me.
All right.
And then we're gonna do Paul Mc... That's... Ignore.
Here it is. Okay.
You again! I'll never trust you again. I will never trust you again. I will never trust you again. I will never trust you again. Oh, God. Oh, folks. It's the Todd Glass Show. More bells and whistles now than ever. John, go nuts on that board. Go all over the place. Bring them there. Drag them somewhere else. That's how we're going to break. What do we got? How crazy can we go on the board with John Bram Wagner segment? What? We haven't used that one in a while. There's more. He's got this and he's got that. He has shit. You have no idea. He has... Wow, remember that one? He's got this, he's got that, he's got everywhere. You have no fucking idea. He's got thunder, he's got pianos, he's got trumpets. John Bram Wagner makes the All right, everybody, we'll be back. Wait, everybody's saluting me. Shut the fuck up. Everybody's saluting me to George Carlin. Shut the fuck up. Bruno, you too. Okay, I'm putting a flashlight on everybody as they salute me to George Carlin. It's actually inspiring.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Throw to break.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the scene is wild in here. Everybody is just taking a quick breather, and we're going to take a break. But I'm telling you, there's so much more coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. I don't even know what's going to happen. Todd, back to you.
Please keep the aisle clear so the Zamboni can get through the aisles.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.